today to open the Shabbos. Shkai Chlubi. Thank you.
Remember, Rabbi Sag, it's a great Chlubi. Put yourself something in your introduction. Maradasa is from the Alpharis Yakash, Marita, person who everybody's coming to listen to. I would like to ask you to speak to you on the island.
When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam creates a Yid,
The Torah Akdosha tells us, Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmat Chaim. The Torah Akdosha tells us that the Rebbeinu Shleilom, the Rebbeinu Shleilom Kaviyachol in every single Yiddish child, the Rebbeinu Shleilom gives in and Nishmat Elokein Imal, and every single Yid is a Ben Melech. Not only is every single Yid a Ben Melech, today in Pekei Avos, we learn the Mishnah, Chaviven Yisrael, Klal Yisrael Aso Chaviv, Shenikru Bonim Lamotim, that they were called Bonim Lamotim, Bonim Atem Lashem Elikeichem, Ivo Yisera, there is a greater love that the Rebbeinu Shleilom did to us. What is the greater thing that the Rebbeinu Shleilom let us know that we are a Bonim? Why is that so important? Why is that such a chiba yitzera that the Rebbeinu Shem let us know that we are bonim? So the Chaim HaKadosh told us, listen to words that the Chaim HaKadosh said. The Chaim HaKadosh said, the Allah is miksat shvachai shel adam lefanov. If you're talking to a person, you don't tell him everything that he is. You only tell him miksat shvachai. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Bonim Atem Lashem Alekeichem, the Chaim HaKadosh told us, that means we are much greater than Bonim. Greater, 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 that only makes us Shmachai Shaladam, Bonim Atem Lashem Alekeichem. A Yid is much greater than Bonim Atem Lashem Alekeichem. Chiba Yiseira, a Yid is much more chashuv. How do you know a Yid is much more chashuv? Because he told us that we are Bonim. That means that we are greater and greater and greater than Bonim. And the question that they asked the Chachamim, the question that they asked the Nevi'im, and the question that they asked Malach Asharis, how is it that these Chashuv and Bonim, these Nishamais Elokein Mimal, these beautiful children, the Mesulam Mipaz, the beautiful Kliyim of Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, who have such Midas Teves, who are born with the Midas of Baishonim, Krachmanim, Goymei Chassadim, if not, they're not Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. How can he do Avodah Zarah? How is it possible? How is it possible they left the Rebbeinu Shleilom to go and do Avodah Zarah? Like the Novi says, how do you leave a man, I am Chayim, to go and dig Beirish, Beirish, Nishbarish, Gili Arayis? A Yid who's a Baishon, a Yid who's born with Busha, is able to go do an Avodah of Arayis. How is it possible? Shvichat Domim, a Yid should spill somebody else's blood. They didn't understand how a Yid is able to speak so low. How is it possible that Klal Yisrael reached such a madrega that the Gimel Averis Chamurei, Avraham Avinu's children, Dinda Avedizara, Avraham Ivri, Kula Eilam Kula Mitzadzeh, and Avraham Avinu was on the other side. Avraham Avinu Ben Gimel Hikeres Beirei, Avraham Avinu, who the whole world be taught as a Beirei Eilam, his children go into Avedizara. Yitzchak, who was able to be an Akedah, who was able to be a child going up on the Mizbeach and be a carbon for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his children should look at the Arayis. Yankiv Avinu, Yankiv Avinu, the Mekler of Emes, the opposite of Esav HaRosha, not Yodayim Yidei Esav, not Al-Khar B'Chotichye, Yoshev HaHolim, and these children should do Shvich HaZomen. How is that possible? And the answer is, Rav Debeir HaElam, Shalei Baruch Hu Vatero Tchila, we forgot one thing. When a person forgets, Ashabacha Banu Mikola Amen. When a person forgets that a Yid is Am HaNivchor, when a person forgets that a Yid is the Am HaNivchor, he forgets who he is. He thinks that we are a nation like all nations. When a Yid forgets that it's Ashabacha Banu Mikola Amen, what does Bachar Banu Mikola Amen mean?
What does Baruch Habana Mikol HaAmim mean? What does it mean that we are the chosen people? What does it mean, Asher Baruch Habana Mikol HaAmim? It means we made Abdullah tonight. And to be Yotze Abdullah, we have to say Gimel Abdullah. And one of the Abdullahs that we say, when we say the Gimel Abdullah, we say that the Rebbeinu Shalom was Mavdul Ben Yisrael HaAmim Ben Oyel HaChishach. What does it mean, Ben Oyel HaChishach? Between day and night, the Rebbeinu Shalom made a Hevdol. Day and night, everybody knows the difference between day and night. Nobody can mix up day and night. Nobody can take away the Hevdol of day and night, because it's clear, it's open in front of everybody's eyes. This is dark and this is light. The Hevdol Ben Yisrael HaAmim is the same Hevdol as Ben Oyel HaChishach. Just like Oyel HaChishach are two opposites, so too is Yisrael and Amim two opposites. They don't mix. Rabbi Yeruchem, the Mashgirich of the Mir, the Chatzadik Mikadosh Levenocha said, just like it's impossible to change the Gvulot of day and night. Nobody can change the separation of day and night. Nobody can mix day and night. So too, it's impossible to change the Hevdol Ben Yisrael HaAmim. A Yid is something else completely. It's not a Yid as one emunah and the Goyim have a different emunah. If you'll take a Bocher and ask him, you'll take a Bishyankiv Mezel and ask her, explain me what the difference of a Yid and a Goy is. And I'm not telling you an assumption. I'm telling you something that was tested. I tested many Bocherim and asked them, tell me in one line what the difference between a Yid and a Goy is. And the standard answer is, a Yid knows there's a Beir Olam and a Goy doesn't know there's a Beir Olam. And the following question is, and if the Goy does know there's a Beir Olam, what is the difference between a Yid and a Goy? And usually there's no answer. There is not the answer what the difference of a Yid and a Goy is. It's just like asking what the difference of apples and oranges is. It's two different meaning. You're not talking about a difference, one difference, another difference. We are talking about two different things completely. A Yid is not a Goy who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu or does mitzvahs. A Yid is a completely different creation. Rav Yeruchim said it's impossible to break the Hevdol Ben Yisrael HaAmim. It is possible to think that you break the Hevdol Ben Yisrael HaAmim. It's possible for a person to try to look like a Goy. It's possible for a person to try to learn from the Goyish world. And what happens then? We all know what happens then. We all know what the Nitziv wrote a kuntris. A kuntris which is a mitzvah for every single person to learn, and it should be translated in a good English translation. A kuntris called She'er Yisrael, printed in the back of Hamakdala. A kuntris which he deals with, why is there anti-Semitism on the world? There are many organizations that spend millions of dollars studying the symptoms and the reasons for anti-Semitism. And the way the Nitziv says, there's only one reason for anti-Semitism. When the Yid starts to become close to the Goy, when the Yid starts to break the barriers between the Yid and the Goy, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has his ways to force those barriers, to force those barriers, to force the separation. Hafach libam lifnei amai. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam took the Mitzrayim against everything that was for their interests, and took the Mitzrayim to have a sinner to Eden. Why? Because they were found in all the theaters of Mitzrayim. They were found in all the streets of Mitzrayim. Wherever you walked, you were able to see a Yid. And every street corner, you were able to see a Yid in Mitzrayim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam knew that the Yidin were going to be by Yitzarevu Bagoyim. And if it will be by Yitzarevu Bagoyim, it will be by Yilmudu Maseyim. What did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam do? Ha'afach libam lisnei amai. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam then that and took Parai, Parai to change his mind, and Asher Yodas Yosef, and he should become a Sinai Israel. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom did. If we look back in history, in which countries was the greatest anti-Semitism? In which countries produced the greatest Sinai Israel Yimach Shemam? From which great countries came the greatest Chulmeinis? From the countries where the most assimilation, from the countries where Yidden were assimilated, in the countries where Yidden grew to high posts in the government, for countries where Yidden were bankers and had all the important positions. In those countries, that's where the Churban started, because the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't let a Yid come close to Goyim. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't let a Yid become close to Goyim. If we forget, we are an Amah Nivchal. We are completely something different. We are a higher nation. We belong to be higher than the world. We belong to be elevated on a higher level. When a Yid remembers Asher Baruch Habanu Mikol HaAmim, he doesn't stoop to the lowness of the world. The degradation of the world doesn't touch him, because he knows its degradation. He realizes the immorality of the world doesn't have anything to do with me. The immorality of the world is good for those outside, but for me that I am Amah Nivchal, I am Asher Baruch Habanu Mikol HaAmim, he realizes that I have something else completely. I have the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have a completely different life. I am much higher and much better than everybody. The Ribbono Shel Olam was Megala. The Shoyrish of Alei Bezara Gili Arayis and Shvichas Damim lies in one Nekuda. Once you fall, you could stick to the lowest. It lies in one Nekuda. Forgetting Asher Baruch Habanu Mikol HaAmim. Forgetting that we are Amah Nivchal. Heilige Chaznish, once after Yom Tov, saw somebody came into him, and the person was depressed, the person was lacking Simchat HaChaim, and the Chaznish asked him, yesterday you said, Ato v'chatonu mikol ha'amim. Yesterday you said in Tfilah, Ato v'chatonu mikol ha'amim. How can you walk around without a smile? How can you be depressed? Don't you remember what you said yesterday? Ato v'chatonu mikol ha'amim. Asher Baruch Habanu mikol ha'amim is not only an ingredient for not falling down, for not letting yourself low to the lownesses of the world. Asher Baruch Habanu mikol ha'amim is the ingredients of Simchat HaChaim. Asher Baruch Habanu mikol ha'amim is the ingredients of being happy that I am a Yid, realizing the Simcha of being a Yid. That's what Asher Baruch Habanu mikol ha'amim is. And the biggest savior of Yiddishkeit, the biggest nekuda of saving a person from falling in Yiddishkeit is knowing the Simcha of being a Yid. A person can do all the mitzvahs in the world. A person can be oisik in mitzvahs. A person can be oisik in chesed. If he doesn't have Simcha that he's a Yid, then Rachman al-Islam, he could fall to all the pitfalls that we have in today's generation. The rega that we go around happy that we are Yidden. We go around shultz that we are Yidden. With a geyus that we are Yidden. Only then can we succeed. Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim. Something that's one of the most lacking things in today's generation. Fear. Fear of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Fear of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yirat Shamayim is the Gematria 1001. In other words, Aleph and Aleph. The Heilige Imre Noyam says something beautiful. Aleph is the lowest number. Aleph is the greatest number. Aleph is the symbol of Anova. Aleph is the symbol of Aluf, of being a general, being a person that has Gadlus. Yirat Shamayim cannot come from an Aleph. Yes, Shemayim cannot come if a person doesn't realize who he is and what he is. If you don't have the Aleph, then with the Aleph alone you can't come with to Yiras Shemayim. Yiras Shemayim means Vayigva Libay Bedarkei Hashem. Yiras Shemayim needs the Tkizas Hadas, the Shtoltzkeit, walking around with a Simcha that I'm a Yid, that Shabbat Havon Mikol HaAmim should be a Simcha that Shabbat Havon Mikol HaAmim. But there's more than that. There's more than that. Shalibarcho Batayra Tchila means that after a person falls through Rachman al Islam in an Aveira, after he falls through in an Aveira, after he did something wrong, we all know, Lev Yedei Amaris Nafshei, we all know what we do wrong, everybody knows what he does wrong, everybody realizes what we do wrong. And sometimes the Yetzirah, not sometimes, all the time, the Yetzirah takes that chisarin, takes that aveira, takes that michshel, takes that fall that we fell, and tells us, you're no more, you're not important anymore, look what you did. The Heilige Rebbe from Lublin, the Chizeh, with your Titus Tishabal, told us, the Yetzirah does not look for the aveira. It's not so important for him, the aveira. It's much more important for him, the yush after the aveira. The discountants, giving up, picking up your hands. I'm no more important. I did such an aveira, I'm lost. That's what the Yetzirah wants. Shalai Baruch Hu Ba'Teirot Chila means, after they were nichshal and aveira zara gilei harayis and shvichas damim, they didn't say, Ashabach HaBonu, after the aveira, you are still Ashabach HaBonu, you are still an Amal Nivchar, you are still Bodim Atem Lashem Elekeichem. Bein Oysim Nisein Nishal Mokheim, Bein Ein Oysim Nisein Nishal Mokheim, Kruyim Bonim, you're still Bonim Atem Lashem Elekeichem. You're still bound to remain Shalevam. No matter what you fell to, no matter to which low level you steep to, no matter what, you're still bound in Matam Hashem Elekechem. And that's Shalei Baruch Hu Ba'Teira Tchila. Shalei Baruch Hu Ba'Teira Tchila means, after Rachman al Islam Da'Aveira, after Rachman al Islam the Nefila, they were like Baruch Hu Ba'Teira, they didn't remember who they are, they didn't remember that they remain Shalevam and Avinu Abar Rachman, that Yodik Shuta Lekabal Shavim, that his hands are always out to take us back, and he wants us back, and he will not give up on us. He said today in Avteira, אם יהיו חטואיכם קשונים קשה לגלבינו, אם יעדימו קטוי לו קצמה. What is the difference? אם יהיו חטואיכם, that they become קשה לג, even though they're red like a shoni, like a red thread, they still become like shelag. What is the chesarim? What is wrong in Yadimu Katayla? If they have the red like the blood of a worm, why is it only Katsema? Why do they only become pure like Tsema and not like Shalek? Tzadik HaKoyim explains, the Potik changes tenses. Miu Chatoechem Kashanim. Why is it in Yadimu Katayla? In Yiu Adumim Katayla, it should say. Yadimu Katayla means you make somebody else red. You aren't only chayte. You are Rachmanu Islam e chayte umachti. And maybe it's time for us to attack a certain thing head on. Chayte umachti, Yerobim ben Nebat, chayte umachti, that has nothing to do with us. That has nothing to do with our generation. Chayte umachti is left for Yerobim ben Nebat. But maybe we should remind ourselves that every single person that's lax in any single thing, and other people see him being lax, helps another person be lax. Every single person that lowers his standards in whatever union it should be, and that lowering of standards is known to his neighbors, to his children, to his chaverim, he is helping his chaverim lower their standards. Because as long as nobody does it, then we cannot say everybody does it. But when it comes to the fact that I can answer, there's nothing wrong with what I do, Look, go out in the street. Everybody goes like that. Everybody wears that. Everybody goes dressed like that. What do you want from me? When Nichlal Rahman al Islam in Yadimu Kataila, you made other people red. You have a hate, not only your own. Somebody else soon. Abishua Leib Diskin, that the Tzadik B'Kadosh L'Berocha tells us, Havadon es kol adam l'kav zchutz. What does it mean, Havadon es kol adam l'kav zchutz? For whose purpose? For your friend's purpose or for your own purpose? We all think Havadon es kol adam l'kav zchutz is ben adam l'chavere. I heard this person did an avere. Oh, I'm not allowed to believe this. You have to be down my chavere l'kav zchutz. You know what Abishua Leib Diskin tells us? You're not doing him a favor, you're doing yourself a favor. It's very, very simple. When all these mashkisim put out all kind of information on the whatever means of putting out information they use, whichever technology they use, so we refer to him, this avala, that avala, this happened, this person did this avera. What does it do? It makes the Aveira less common. Because if Pliny did the Aveira, and another Pliny did the Aveira, so when I do the Aveira, I'm in good company. It's nothing bad. There are a lot of people that do it. When I hear that Pliny did an Aveira, and I say it's not true, I'm protecting myself. Because then I know that this Aveira is still something that I cannot be either. But if I believe that Pliny did it, and Pliny did it, and this one did it, and this one did it, then for me it becomes much easier. It takes off the mechitza of not being able to do an Aveira. Imiadimu kateila. If you made other people red with things that you did, a person comes into a besmedish, and he talks to Merub Chazarat Ashat. He makes it easier for the next person to talk in the middle of Chazar Tashat. And if five people are talking in Chazar Tashat and it's noisy already, then even the most Elchid could talk in the middle of Chazar Tashat, because all the people are talking anyway. Middle of Leinik. Middle of Leinik. You may have bothered to say the Tera. Why? This one's talking, that one's talking, this one's talking. That's what leads in Yadimu Kateila. You made all the people red. It goes along the whole spectrum of Averis, and still the Torah HaKadosha tells us in today's Avteira in Yeshaya, you still can do tshuva. You still can do tshuva. Chayzer Machti, Yeravim Ben Avot. What happened to Yeravim Ben Avot? The Rebbeinu Shleilim Kaliyachol took him and told him, Chazer Bach. Yeravim Ben Avot, Chayzer Machti. Why did Yeravim Ben Avot to the Rebbeinu Shleilim tell him, Chazer Bach? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam had to tell us, all of us, there's no yish. In Yadimu Kateila, it's still you can purify yourself, still Tatsar Meriki you, you still can change. I am a speaking the other last tshuva. That's why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told him, Ben Yishai Beresh. That was the aim of speaking biyadeh. That was the stumble point that he could stumble on, that he shouldn't do tshuva. That was the aim of speaking biyadeh. But in Yadimu Kateila, Katsemati, we still can become pure. Even if you chepit somebody else, even if you made somebody else do avedis, you still have the bereira of Yadimu Kateila Katsemati. That's what we have to remember. Ashabach ha'avonu mikola amen. After Zavera, after what we did, we still have an ability to go back to our Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to Avinu Shebishamayim. We still have an ability to go back. And maybe there's even a third explanation. In Ashabach ha'avonu mikola amen. And one makes the beracha on Bechus ha'teira. One doesn't say Ashabach Avi Mikola Amen. One doesn't talk Lashon Yochid. One talks Lashon Rabban. Ashabach Abonu Mikola Amen. And here we come to the third Nekuda of remembering why there was a Chobin Bayis Sheni. Chobin Bayis Rishon came from Avizigara Gilei Arayis Shvichas Domen. Chobin Bayis Sheni, the Gemara tells us, And the Yishalmi tells us in Yumad Avdalad Amid Beis, it's not to believe the Lashna Yishalmi in Yumad Avdalad Amid Beis. The Gemara says in Yishu Yumad Avdalad Amid Beis, Shahoyu Yigayim Vateira. No goodness. Shahoyu Yigayim Vateira. In my Cheney, they were Miyageya and Teira. They learned Teira the Yigir. Not enough. The whole Veses Teiva Hoyabahem. The Pnei Moshe said Veses Teiva means every Mida Teiva they have. Half of the family, you're talking about by Shani. Look what it said in Yishalmi, are you Yugayim Bateira? The whole Veses Teiva Hoyabahem. Elo Shahoyu, I have in this Ammonim, the Seinim Zezeh. They liked money, and through that they would say them Zezeh. And they just lost an Yishalmi that Abdallah Zamed Beis in Mesechta Yuma. Philip Lom. By Shani became Chorev because of Kinnas Chinom. Because Shahoyu Seinim Zezeh. What does it mean, Seinim Zezeh? How does the Yid become Seinim to another Yid? How does Rachmana Lislam to all Yisrael become Seinim Zezeh? How is it possible, Seinim Zezeh? Before we come back to the Yishalmi, we forget that just like Amma Amma Nitzcha, just like Amma Ben of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so too, every single one around me is a Ben of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ashabach Abonu Mikola Amen. We are all Amal Nischar. We are all children of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We learned today a Mishnah in Perek. A Mishnah in Perek talks about Eilu Sheilem Chelik Leilem Abba. Rabbi Lazar Maizoi talks about the people that don't have Chelik Leilem Abba. And he goes from one end to the other. Hamagal upon him Shalei Kalacha. He's Megal upon him Teir Shalei Kalacha. He's Mevadet Hakadoshim. Hamalutn Tmei Chaver Berabim. What is this thread that connects all the things that Rabbi Lazar Ben Magoi says in the Mishnah? The Maral explains it. It's not time now to be Marach in the Maral. Let us take only one Nakuda. It says in Maral, and we'll explain it very simply. How does one come to be Maldon Tnechaveir Berabim? Such a Heilige Maral, that's only because the person looks down on that person that is only flesh and blood. He's nothing. He's nothing. He's a piece of flesh and blood. He doesn't realize that he's something. He doesn't realize that he's in the Shama Akdesha. He's a child of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He's just like you. And you know why a person's Malbim, the other person Berabim? Maybe we're wrong. Not because he believes Ashabach Abi, because he doesn't remember Ashabach Abanu. He doesn't think that he's a Ben Melech, and therefore he doesn't think the other person is a Ben Melech. Because if he would think that the other person is he's a Ben Melech, he would remember that the other person is a Ben Melech. The only reason he doesn't remember the other person is a Ben Melech is because he doesn't remember he's a Ben Melech. Call our Paisul, the Mumay Paisul. A person passes somebody else, he passes them with his own mum. What's his own mum? What's Kala Paisul, the Mumay Paisul? I'm not a Ben Melech, so nobody's a Ben Melech. I look down at myself, I look at myself down, and I look at everybody down. Nobody's Choshev, nobody's worth anything. That's why I can be Malbim, Tnechavei and Berabim. Who's a Yid? Who's a Yid? Who's a Yid? What's a Yid? What's a Yid? What's the chivus of a Yid? A Yid has two eyes and a nose. Do you know what two eyes and a nose is? Two eyes and a nose is two Yudin and a Vav. Every Yid carries around with him the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's name on his face. Every Yid, Adai Shteitin Svarim Akdashim, Adai Shteitin Medrashim, every single Yid has two Yudin and a Vav. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam put a Tzelem Elikim on a person. Chobiv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem Elikim B'Salmai B'Dmutai. Every person has a Tzelem Elikim. You know why you're Malbim Tzlechaveira B'Rabim? Because you don't believe that he's only a piece of white. You don't believe there's no Oishis on him. He's Lavan. There's nothing written on his face. There's no Oishis written on his face. He doesn't have no Rebbeinu Shel Olam on him. Do you know why you don't believe that he's carrying around the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Because if I would believe that I'm carrying around the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what does it say in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos? Haresha Yeshem Kosov Al Tzarei. Person took and wrote on his hand the Shem Havaya. Harei Zer Le Yamid V'mokam HaTemefetz. go in an impure place. And if a person would remember that on his skin, the Rebbeinu Shalom created him with the Shem Hashem, then he wouldn't be able to walk into all the places he walks into. He wouldn't be able to read all the magazines he reads. He wouldn't be able to be metameh's eyes with what he sees. He wouldn't be able to walk into places that are not the way he should be, that he shouldn't walk in there. He wouldn't be able to go dressed the way he shouldn't go dressed. He's carrying around the Rebbeinu Shalom's name with him. The Torah says, I'm nothing. And if I'm nothing, nobody else is anything. That's where Sinas Chinam comes from. Sinas Chinam comes from Sinas Atzmai, comes Sinas Chinam. From degrading yourself, from lowering yourself down to be nobody, which gives us the ability to do whatever we want. That's what comes, Sinas Chinam comes from there. That's where Sinas Chinam comes. If we will remember who we are and what we are, how chashiv we are, how great we are, who we are, that's with the name Elohim. If we'll remember who we are, and all the problems of Yiddishkeit will fall away. Sinner will fall away. All the things that we do, we forget who we are. Because if we remember who we are, we wouldn't lower ourselves. We'd never lower ourselves. We'd never go down to where we lower ourselves to go down. Zayin of 3 days are left. 3 days, Shavua Shechalvei, Tisha B'Av. Zayin of days that we are closer to Tisha B'Av, and we have to start thinking, what does Tisha B'Av mean? What does Tisha B'Av mean? What does Tisha B'Av mean? And the Heilige Chidushirim said a dik, everybody can say this Chidushirim, everybody knows this Chidushirim, but maybe I'll have the Schir to take the Chidushirim and drive it into our hearts. Said the Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph, Kol Yirei Shemayim, every Yirei Shemayim is mechuyev to be meitzer v'doyeg al churban Beit HaMikdash. Frek the Heilige Chidushirim, and if you're not a Yirei Shemayim, you're not mechuyev to be meitzer v'doyeg al churban Beit HaMikdash. But the Heilige Chidushirim, if you're not a Yirei Shemayim, you have to be meitzer v'doyeg al churban Atzmei. What does the Chidushirim mean? None of us, or most of us, don't have the ability to shed a tear on Tisha B'Av. Most of us don't have the ability to shed a tear. If we would have the ability to shed a tear on Tisha B'Av, maybe we'd bring the Geula. You know why we don't have the ability to shed a tear? I don't know why. But I know one thing. We have to shed a tear that we can't shed a tear. On that we have to shed tears. Why can't we shed a tear? Why am I so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why am I so far from the Beis HaMikdash? Why can't I be marriage to Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash was called Beis HaBchira. There are many reasons why it's called Beis HaBchira. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash was called Beis HaBchira because when one walked into the Beis HaMikdash, everybody knew Hashem Bachar Baru Mikol HaAmim. He realized when he walked into the Beis HaMikdash that there's a different world out there. There's a Rebbeinu Shalom of the world. He walked into the Beis HaMikdash and he saw trees made out of gold. Trees made out of gold. And they gave out payers. Mehemayah Panosa the Kahanim. From there the Panosa came to the Kahanim. From there the Kahanim had Panosa. A diamond, a golden tree made out of gold. And you know what happened? Gave out payers. Where did it get payers from? The Yad Vash tells us every single fruit that there is in the world grew in the Beit HaMikdash. Fruits that grow only in Africa, fruits that grow only in Chile, fruits that grow only in Argentina, everything grew in the Beit HaMikdash. From under the world, from top of the world, everything grew in the Beit HaMikdash. How? That the Heilige Yad Vash. The Beit HaMikdash is the material of the world, the Evan Shtzio. From the Beit HaMikdash that goes out under the earth, Gidim, like veins, to all over the world. Shlomo HaMelech knew where these veins are, and he connected trees to every single vein, and they made all the payers of the world, every single payer of the world was connected, and gave out all the payers of the world. Half of a fella. A person walked to the Beit HaMikdash and he saw these open nisim. He walked into the Beit HaMikdash and he saw there was a Mizbeach and it was raining and there was fire at the Mizbeach. It never went out. The water wasn't able to put out the fire. He saw open nisim. He saw the Asham. The Asham went straight up. All the winds came and the Asham didn't move. So a person realizes that by Eilam in the world, Ashagach Abanu, this is my by Eilam, this is my Beit HaMikdash, I belong here. He realized Beit HaBchira, he realized Ashagach Abanu Mikol HaAmim. But we're not missing anything. We're not missing anything. We're happy, we're content. Everything is okay. We can't cry. We can't cry, everything's content. Let us turn around and face the truth. Every single person that's sitting here, Rahmanul Islam, every single person that's sitting here knows somebody, whether it's in his mishpacha or not in his mishpacha, has children. Rahman Islam is a sick Rachmis, a sick Begashmis. As we're sitting here tonight, how many children are where they shouldn't be? How many children are where they shouldn't be tonight? How many children are on the verge of the edge and doing what they shouldn't be doing? How many children are in Sloan Kettering and other hospitals? What means everything's alright? What means everything's alright? What means that everything's alright? Nothing's alright! We're living in Golus. And how were we reminded? Every single one of us. Nobody wasn't touched. Unless his heart is made out of, I don't know what. Who wasn't touched when he heard that we're living in a world that a 48-year-old Yiddish Amedul could be picked off the street? Why did it happen a week before Tisha B'Av? Why? Why? There's a great island in the world. So none of us want to think, Mikra, it happened. The parents weren't there. We could be Ma'ashim parents. The parents weren't in the street. We have all the Jerusalem in the world. And our Baitai, the Rebbeinu wanted to remind us we're in Golus. We're in a bigger Golus. And a bitter idolatry we are. We're not content with ourselves. We're in a terrible world we live in. In a degraded, terrible, terrible world that affects us every single day in Rochnis and in Gashmias. What are we content with? If we won't be content, we'll be able to cry when we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. If we'll realize why this boy and this girl are going off with the Derech is because there's no Beit HaMikdash. If we'll realize why there's a 4-year-old child in Sloan Kettering is because there's no Beit HaMikdash. If we'll realize that why we have all the sons in the world is because there's no Beit HaMikdash, maybe we will cry that there should be a Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash is the Tikkun HaOlam. The Beit HaMikdash is HaOlam HaTikkun. It's the time that everything will come back into place. Everything will come back into place. Mikdash HaShlishi, Bizman HaTikkun. How come we can't cry? If we can't cry, we have to cry that we can't cry, that we're so far away. We're so far that we can't wake ourselves up. We can't wake ourselves up to cry that the Rebbeinu Shlom should bring the Beit HaMikdash. We have so many tzaras. Maybe it's asking too much. Maybe it's asking too much from a person to sit down on the ground and cry. But let us be makabel, every single person. Zion of 2 days before Tisha B'Av, 3 days before Tisha B'Av. Let every person be makabel himself. I'm going to change my life one step in the right direction. One step in the right direction. Maybe I should say it a little bit clearer. Not one step in the right direction. I'm going to make a U-turn and take one step in the right direction. I'm going to make the U-turn. No matter where I am, I'm going to make the U-turn and turn back. Turn back on the road that I came from. And start making the step in the right direction. Not a giant step. Nobody's asking you to make a giant step. Rebbeinu Shilaylam is makshiv it very much. Because Rebbeinu Shilaylam sees that we're moving in the right direction. Every single person knows what it means, a U-turn. Every single person knows what it means to make an about face. Every single person knows what it means to make a U-turn. And every single person knows what it means to take a step in the right direction. Rebbeinu Shilaylam will see that we are ready to make a step in the right direction. That we are ready to change ourselves. We are ready to move. Remembering who we are. Remembering the Shabbat Abon and the Kola Amen. Remembering to go and look like an Amma Nifchar. The Chitzenius. Remembering to act the Pnimius like an Amma Nifchar. One Kabbalah, to look like an Amma Nifchar and to act like an Amma Nifchar. And the one thing that I know that I have to fix myself, which I realize that it's not the way it should be. One step in the right direction. And the Rebbeinu Shilaylam will see that one step, the small step. And we'll be zeichet that the Rebbeinu Shilaylam will take that move to us. That we ask at the end of Eicha, Ashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. The Rebbeinu Shilaylam will turn back to us. We will turn back completely. We will make that first step. And then the Rebbeinu Shilaylam will return to us. And we'll be zeichet from Heira b'yameinu, Techadesh yameinu kikedem. The days when we had a Beis HaMikdash. And all the Nisyanis will fall away. We'll be able to have a base of Hira to remember who we are and what we are and see that there's a better Olam of the world and to be Zeicha, to be Avde Hashem like the Rebbeinu Shalom wants.